as we bring you coverage of Nebraska Lee Group 32's experience in our International Study Travel Seminar as we continue in Slovakia. We're at the Technical University of Zvolen. We're joined by Rostov Sulik. And first off, as we talk about the university here, it's one of 20 public universities here in Slovakia. And what do students, what do they study here at the university?
We are a rather small university in terms of number of the students. We've got less than 5,000 students enrolled here at our university, but we are really specially oriented towards such fields as the forestry and forest sciences, wood and wood technology sciences. We've got studies of the environmental sciences and ecology, landscape management, environmental and manufacturing technology, oriented towards the waste management and renewable sources of energy mainly, and also the management and economics of renewable natural resources. And as a very, very special topic, which is the furniture and interior design also.
How many students attend the university, and do they come only from Slovakia to study here?
At the present time, we've got approximately 4,500 students enrolled at the university. Approximately almost 3,000 of them are in the bachelor studies, 1,400 in the master studies, and the rest in the doctoral studies. Well, more than 95% of them comes from Slovakia. We've got a certain percentage from the Czech Republic, which is our neighbor country, and there is no language barrier because we can easily understand each other. And also we've got some students doing part of their studies from the other EU countries, for example, from Finland. We've got students from Spain, two or three of them, I guess, this term, and some from the Lithuania and Latvia too. Mainly they are doing part of their courses in forestry sciences.
And right now, is forestry, is that kind of a big, brings you lots of job opportunities for your graduates?
Oh, we would hope that it would be like that. The forest industry was a rather huge and important industry, let's say, 20 years ago. These days, it's not that easy to find a job in forestry, but still we believe, and for sure the forestry is a very important part of our national economy, because the forests provide us not only with the timber or raw wood material, but also with the so-called ecosystem services, such as the recreational or water protection forest function, or soil protection forest function, which is very important from the environmental point of view. And the society as such needs to manage this kind of activities also, so it's important business. However, we still think that it could be more successful, but we will see what will the future bring to us in this kind.
Yeah, as we study the country, it seems obviously just like the U.S., we've gone through hard times since about 2009 with the economy, and is that still having an impact on maybe students attending college now?
Yes, indeed, you are right, and it has something to do also with the funding from the public sources, because as you already mentioned, we are the public university funded mainly from the public financial sources, and we feel that the situation, let's say 6 or 7 years ago, was much better than it is these days. But with the help of the EU structural funds, we are trying somehow also to restructure our activities and look forward towards the more modern, progressive activities which could be provided by the public universities, not only in Slovakia, but in the EU as such.
Well, we enjoyed our time and learning about your university and understanding, you know, your programs here and how you continue to educate your young people.
It was our pleasure to have you here, and I hope you have got some new information, not only about the university in Smolensk, but also about the higher education system in Slovakia. And I wish you and all your fellow friends that you will enjoy your stay, not only here in Slovakia, but in Poland, as I have learned that you are going to visit Poland and some other places too. So enjoy yourself, and I hope you will have good memories from time spending in Smolensk. Thank you.
Thank you. We've been joined by Rostislav Sulik with the Technical University in Smolensk as we bring you coverage of Nebraska Lead Group 32's International Study Travel Seminar in Slovakia. I'm Leslie Smith.